This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Script to Principles Progression Applies to Physical Communication Habits. From rehearsed posture to instinct, mastering body language from the inside out. In short, physical communication habits follow the same developmental arc as spoken scripts. You start with deliberate, rehearsed actions, then personalize them, and finally internalize the principles until your body speaks for you. The Script to Principles Progression is not about performing body language. It is about building physical habits so deeply rooted that pressure cannot shake them. Body language scripts give you structure where anxiety strips away instinct. Deliberate practice converts rehearsed habits into genuine physical presence. The goal is not perfect posture. The goal is a body that tells the truth about your intent. Definition: The Script to Principles Progression is a developmental model where learners begin with exact, rehearsed physical habits for structure and confidence, then gradually personalize those habits and ultimately internalize the underlying principles so that body language becomes instinctive under any level of pressure. You walked into that conversation ready. You had thought through every word. The opening was clear. Your tone was measured, and you knew exactly what you needed to say. Then the other person folded their arms, leaned back, and looked away. Something shifted in your chest. Your shoulders crept upward. Your eyes dropped to the table. And in that moment, everything you had prepared with your words became almost irrelevant because your body had already told the story. I have watched this happen hundreds of times. I have lived it myself. The Script to Principles Progression, which I introduce and say it right every time as a model for spoken communication, applies just as directly to physical communication habits. You need a structured starting point for your body language, not just your words. Without that structure, pressure will always win. This article gives you 5 practical frameworks drawn from Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. Each one takes a specific aspect of physical communication and gives you a script to start with, a way to personalize it, and a principle to grow into. Together, they form a system you can actually build on. Why physical habits collapse before words do. Here is something I learned the hard way. When tension rises in a conversation, the body moves first. The mouth might hold steady for another few seconds, but the shoulders have already tightened, the chin has already dropped, and the eye contact has already flickered away. By the time you notice, the other person has already read it. This is not weakness. It is physiology. When the brain senses threat, it triggers physical responses before conscious thought has time to intervene. You can read more about how that process works in What is the Amygdala Hijack? And How Does It Escalate Workplace Tension in High Pressure Moments? The point here is that your body needs its own set of scripts, trained deeply enough to activate before the panic does. A physical script is not about performing open body language to manipulate perception. It is about giving yourself a reliable anchor when your natural response would betray your actual intention. You practice the script until the principle behind it is in your muscle memory. Then you do not need the script anymore. That is the progression. The 5 frameworks for building physical presence. Framework 1. The ground and open stance script. What it is: a deliberate physical starting position you adopt before a difficult or high-stakes conversation begins. What it is designed for: establishing a calm, credible physical baseline before words are exchanged. First impressions are made in the body before the mouth opens. How it works. Number 1. Plant both feet flat on the floor, hip width apart. Do not cross your ankles or shift your weight to one side. Balanced weight signals steadiness. Number 2. Drop your shoulders away from your ears. Most people carry tension in the upper trapezius without realizing it. A slow exhale helps. Do this consciously before you enter the room or before the conversation begins. Number 3. Let your arms hang or rest uncrossed. You do not need to do anything theatrical with your hands. Just keep them visible and relaxed. Number 4. Raise your chin to level. Not up, not down. Level. This single adjustment changes how you are read by the other person. When to use it. Any conversation where you feel nervous, where the stakes are high, or where you suspect the other person will be on guard. When not to use it. Do not try to hold this position rigidly for the entire conversation. It is a starting point, not a performance. Once you are grounded, move naturally. Quick example. A team leader preparing to give corrective feedback pauses outside the meeting room door for 10 seconds. She plants her feet, exhales, drops her shoulders, and uncrosses her arms. She enters already grounded. The other person reads composure before a word is spoken. You can see how this connects to the emotional territory covered in nonverbal communication in tense situations. Eamon's note. I used to walk into hard conversations the same way I walked out of an argument, tight, fast, and braced for impact. The moment I started treating the 30 seconds before entry as a physical preparation, everything changed. The room felt different because I felt different. Framework 2. The sustained eye contact ladder. What it is? A graduated script for building steady, natural eye contact progressively, rather than trying to maintain perfect eye contact in one go. What it is designed for? Correcting the most common physical communication failure I see in professionals: inconsistent or avoidant eye contact, which broadcasts anxiety, dishonesty, or disrespect, whether any of those things are true or not. How it works. Number 1. Begin with 3-second holds. When you make a point or listen to response, hold eye contact for 3 full seconds before looking away naturally. Not staring. 3 seconds. This mirrors the tool explored in how the 3-second pause stops tension escalation in the moment it matters most. Number 2. Track the movement of your eyes when you break contact. Move your gaze sideways or slightly upward, as though thinking. Moving your eyes downward reads as shame or uncertainty. This is a small detail that changes how you're read. Number 3. Extend gradually. Once 3-second holds feel natural, extend to 5, then to a full thought or sentence. You are building tolerance, not performing a stare. Number 4. In group settings, complete one thought per person. Finish a sentence while looking at one person before moving to the next. Darting eyes in a group setting signals discomfort. When to use it? Any setting where you are delivering important information, listening to something that matters, or trying to convey that you respect the other person. When not to use it? Sustained eye contact in a one-on-one where the other person is already distressed can feel like pressure. In those moments, a slight softening of the gaze and brief natural breaks serve better. Quick example. A manager running a performance review notices he tends to look down at his notes when delivering difficult observations. He scripts himself one full sentence, eyes on the person. He practices this in 3 conversations before the review. By the actual review, the habit has taken hold enough to hold. Eamon's note. Eye contact is not a trick. It is a signal of respect. People feel the difference between someone who looks at them and someone who looks at them while actually seeing them. Framework 3. The gesture anchor system. What it is? A structured approach to making deliberate, controlled gestures that reinforce your words rather than contradict or undermine them. What it is designed for? People who either over-gesture under pressure, hands flying, which signals anxiety, or freeze their hands entirely, hands locked in pockets or pressed flat to the table, which reads as stiff or withholding. How it works. Number 1. Identify your default under pressure. Most people are either floppers, gestures that have no relationship to their words, or freezers, no movement at all. You cannot fix what you have not named. Number 2. Script 2 anchor gestures. An anchor gesture is a small, intentional movement you use for emphasis. An open palm facing upward when you are offering a perspective. A slow downward movement of both hands, palms facing the table, when you are making a firm statement. These 2 gestures cover most situations. Number 3. Return to a neutral rest position between gestures. Hands loosely in your lap if seated, loosely at your sides if standing. This prevents the continuous motion that reads as nervousness. Number 4. Practice in low stakes conversations first. Not in the performance review, in the project update, in the team briefing. You are building a physical habit, and habits need repetition in safe ground before they hold under fire. When to use it? Presentations, feedback conversations, negotiations, any setting where you want your physical signals to carry the same message as your words. When not to use it? Do not script gestures for informal, spontaneous conversation. The stiffness will show. This system is for prepared, high-stakes exchanges. Quick example. A project manager who gestures constantly when nervous scripts herself 2 deliberate anchor movements and a clear neutral rest. In her next quarterly presentation, colleagues comment that she seemed different, more settled. She had not changed her words. She had changed her hands. Eamon's note. Hands are honest. People trust a person whose hands are calm and purposeful. They feel uncertain around someone whose hands are doing something the words are not. Framework 4. The Proximity and Orientation Protocol. What it is? A clear set of physical positioning scripts for how close you stand or sit to someone and which direction your body faces during a conversation. What it is designed for. Most professionals never think deliberately about proximity and orientation until they accidentally stand too close, too far, or at an angle that reads as dismissive. Distance and direction carry enormous relational weight. How it works. Number 1. Script your default conversation distance. For one-on-one conversations, roughly arm's length is a reliable starting distance. Close enough to signal engagement, far enough to avoid intrusion. Number 2. Orient your body toward the person when they're speaking. Not a forced, theatrical pivot, but a genuine facing. Turning away, even slightly, signals that part of your attention is elsewhere. Number 3. Match proximity adjustments to emotional tone. When delivering difficult feedback, do not sit directly across the table if you can avoid it. Sitting at a slight angle, rather than face on, reduces the sense of confrontation. The core framework for staying grounded during tense conversations speaks to exactly this kind of intentional positioning. Number 4. In group settings, position yourself where everyone can see you without turning. Standing at the head of the table, or even slightly to one side of it, creates a different physical dynamic than presenting from the corner. When to use it. Feedback conversations, mediation, difficult one-on-ones, any setting where spatial dynamics will affect how safe or respected the other person feels. When not to use it. In informal or spontaneous conversations, trust your instincts. This protocol is for prepared conversations, where spatial intention can be set in advance. Quick example. A senior leader always sat directly across from employees during difficult reviews. She switched to sitting at the corner of the table, angled toward them rather than opposite them. She reported that conversations became less defensive almost immediately. Nothing else changed. Just the geometry. Eamon's note. Physical space is not neutral. Every distance and direction you choose sends a signal. The question is whether you are choosing it deliberately or leaving it to chance. Framework 5. The breath posture reset. What it is. A two-step physical script that resets your body's tension signals mid-conversation, without the other person noticing. What it is designed for. The moment in a conversation when tension spikes and your body starts to betray you. Shoulders rising, jaw tightening, breathing going shallow. You need a physical intervention that happens fast, without breaking the conversation's flow. How it works. Number 1. Extend your exhale. When you feel tension building, exhale slowly for 4 counts before you speak your next sentence. You do not need to inhale theatrically, just extend the exhale. This activates the parasympathetic nervous system and slows the physical tension response. Number 2. Consciously lower your shoulders on the exhale. You can do this with a near invisible movement. The exhale and the shoulder drop happen together. This takes 3 seconds and is invisible to the other person if you practice it enough. Number 3. Reset your posture to the ground and open starting position from framework 1 after any moment of physical tension. Think of it as a reset button, not a failure. The fact that you notice the tension and reset is the skill. When to use it. Any moment in a conversation where you notice your body tightening. It is particularly useful when you're on the receiving end of aggressive or dismissive behavior, as explored in How the Empathy Bridge technique diffuses tension before a difficult workplace conversation starts. When not to use it. This is a crisis response tool, not a pre-conversation ritual. Use it reactively when tension arrives. Overusing it becomes a distraction. Quick example. A department head is mid-conversation when a colleague makes a dismissive comment. He feels the old familiar tightening in his chest. He exhales slowly, shoulders drop, and he continues with a clear, level response. The colleague does not notice the reset. The room does notice that he did not escalate. Eamon's note. The body wants to fight or flee. Your job is to give it a third option, stay, and stay open. The breath posture reset is how you do that in the middle of the storm. Choosing the right physical framework for the moment. Not every conversation needs all 5 frameworks. Here is a practical guide for knowing which one to reach for. Situation primary framework supporting framework. Before a high-stakes conversation starts, framework 1. Ground and open framework 5. Breath posture reset. Delivering feedback or difficult news, framework 2. Eye contact ladder, framework 4. Proximity and orientation. Presenting to a group or senior audience, framework 3. Gesture anchor system, framework 1. Ground and open. Receiving criticism or aggression, framework 5. Breath Boss Duo Reset Framework 2. Eye Contact Ladder. A tense one-on-one where both parties are guarded Framework 4. Proximity and Orientation Framework 5. Breath Boss Duo Reset. The narrative principle behind the table is to start with the framework that addresses the highest risk physical failure point for that specific situation and use the supporting framework as a backup for mid-conversation recovery. When in doubt, Framework 1 and Framework 5 together form a reliable foundation for almost any difficult exchange. This pairing mirrors the kind of integrated, full-body approach to tension management explored in How the SBVI Method Reduces Tension when giving corrective feedback to a team member. Where the physical script breaks down. There are three ways I have seen people misuse these frameworks. Each one is understandable. None of them are harmless. Number one, performing the script instead of practicing it. The mistake, using the ground and open stance or sustained eye contact as a performance in a live, high-stakes conversation before the habit is established. Why it happens? People underestimate the difference between knowing a technique and having it in the body. Reading about open posture and demonstrating open posture under pressure are entirely different things. What to do instead? Practice every framework in low-stakes conversations first. A daily team check-in, a phone call with a colleague, a brief one-on-one about a routine matter. Embed the physical habit before you need it. Number two, using body language scripts to hide your actual feelings. The mistake, holding a deliberately open posture while internally seething, dismissing, or checked out. This is not the progression. This is masking. Why it happens? People confuse managing physical signals with managing their actual state. The frameworks here are not tools for deception. They are tools for giving your genuine intent a fair chance to come through. What to do instead? Work on your internal state first. The core framework and the SBI method for addressing tension-causing behavior are useful companions here. Your physical signals will only carry the weight of your actual intention. Number three, expecting the script stage to be permanent. The mistake, treating the physical scripts as the finished product rather than the starting point. Why it happens? The scripts work quickly, and early success creates complacency. What to do instead? Periodically ask yourself whether you are following a checklist or whether the principle has taken hold. If you still need to think through each step before entering a conversation, you are in the script phase. That is fine. It means keep practicing. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the Habit, a Practical 6-Week Plan. In Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time, I write that scripts are training wheels, not crutches. The goal was always to ride without them. These frameworks follow the same arc. Here is a structure that works for most people. Weeks 1 and 2. Choose one framework only. Framework 1 is the right starting point for most people. Practice the ground and open stance before every significant conversation, however minor. Lug what you notice about the other person's response. Weeks 3 and 4. Add Framework 2. Work on the eye contact ladder in parallel. Do not try to execute both perfectly at once. You are building two habits, and they will feel awkward together at first. That awkwardness is not failure. It is a feeling of building new muscle. Weeks 5 and 6. Introduce the framework most relevant to your specific pressure point. Framework 3 if gesture control is your weakness. Framework 4 if spatial dynamics trip you up. Framework 5 if mid-conversation tension is your main vulnerability. By this point, the earlier frameworks should be beginning to feel less deliberate. The compound effect described throughout the framework system in Say It Right Every Time applies directly here. Small, consistent physical adjustments build on each other. After 6 weeks of this kind of deliberate work, most people report that they no longer think about the scripts in the moment. The principles have started to take hold. Frequently asked questions. What is the script to principles progression in body language? The script to principles progression is a developmental model where you begin with specific, rehearsed physical habits, then gradually personalize them, and finally internalize the underlying principles so your body language becomes natural and instinctive under pressure. How do you apply the script to principles progression to physical communication habits? You start by practicing exact physical scripts, such as a deliberate open stance or a timed pause with steady eye contact. Over weeks, you personalize those habits to your natural style, until the principle behind each script guides your body automatically. Why does body language break down in tense workplace conversations? Under pressure, the brain reverts to familiar physical habits, and those habits are often defensive crossed arms, averted eyes, shallow breathing. Without a rehearsed physical script to anchor you, tension floods your body before you have had a chance to think. What is the difference between a body language script and a body language principle? A body language script is a specific, rehearsed action you can follow step by step, like planting both feet and lowering your shoulders before speaking. A principle is the deeper understanding that openness signals trust, which guides your whole physical presence without a checklist. How long does it take to move from body language scripts to principles? Most people begin to feel the shift within 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate daily practice. Full internalization, where the principle guides you automatically under real pressure, typically takes 3 to 4 months of consistent, intentional repetition across different situations. Can body language habits actually be changed in adults? Yes, physical communication habits are learned behaviors, not fixed personality traits. With deliberate practice and structured frameworks, adults at any stage can rebuild their physical habits. The change is not instant, but it is real, and it compounds over time. This much I know for certain: your words will only carry you so far. The body has been communicating since long before language existed, and the people around you are reading it whether you manage it or not. The script to principles progression gives you a way to take that back, one physical habit at a time. Start with one framework. Practice it until it is solid, then build. That is how you earn the kind of physical presence that no amount of pressure can strip away. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.